It's time for justice. Welcome to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 97.3 FM WRIR and online at www.wrir.org. I'm your host, Marty Wegbright. This show is written and produced by Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. We give free, civil, non-criminal legal aid to low-income people in Richmond, Petersburg, Charlottesville, and surrounding cities and counties. Coming up on this week's show...
If there are statements made to you during the negotiation process that you later on find out not to be true, for example, this car has never been in an accident, or... This car is in perfect mechanical condition, or this car will get you 20 miles per gallon, or something along those lines. And later on, you find out those factual statements are not true, and you confront the dealership with the misrepresentation after the sale. 99.9% of the time, they will not admit that they lied to you. And then when you come to me, or you come to a lawyer saying, hey, there was some sort of misrepresentation. This car has been in a wreck, and they told me it wasn't. The dealership's going to deny that they told you that, and unless you have a witness to back you up, it's going to be your word against the salesman's word, and in court you'll more than likely lose that because you have the burden of proof.
Consumer law attorney John Gale talks about buying a used car, the various ways dealers break the law, how to spot them, and what to do about them. And during this week's News You Can Use, you'll find out why Walmart is preparing to offer low-cost checking accounts. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. The show is supported in part by a grant from the Virginia Law Foundation. This show, number 247, is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society and gives only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll tell you later in the show how to get free legal advice or representation in a civil case. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show is heard every Wednesday at 12:30 on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and online at www.wrir.org, and is made possible by community radio volunteers at WRIR. And now, this week's News You Can Use. After years of thwarted efforts to break into banking, Walmart is making its biggest foray yet into everyday financial services. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, is teaming up with Green Dot, known for its prepaid payment cards, to supply checking accounts to almost anyone over 18 who passes an ID check. The accounts will be available nationwide by the end of October. The accounts are intended to be low-cost alternatives to traditional bank checking accounts, with no fees for overdrafts or bounced checks and no minimum account balance. In comparison, a basic checking account at Citibank charges $12 if a check is returned and $34 for overdrafts. The new accounts from Green Dot, called GoBank, will cost $8.95 a month if they have direct deposits totaling less than $500 a month. Most people on Social Security or fixed pensions would qualify. GoBank, as the service is known, is part of Walmart's long-running push into financial services for people with little or no access to traditional banking. In recent years, many banks have reduced services to those with weak credit. According to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, an estimated 10 million households in the United States do not use a bank. Many people without checking accounts are forced into the financial hinterlands, where they have little choice but to turn to costly alternatives for basic transactions. Fees for those services can quickly add up, making saving even more difficult. Walmart is also pushing to win back customers it is losing to lower-price retailers. The NPD Group, a market research company, said dollar stores were seeing the largest increase among brick-and-mortar retailers. Walmart's core customer, the lower-end consumer, is faring disproportionately poorly in the overall economy, so anything they can do to get them back from the dollar stores and back into their own stores makes sense. Walmart has been eyeing financial services for some time. 2 years ago, the company announced a partnership with American Express to offer a prepaid card and debit accounts. Retailers like Target and 7-Eleven also offer prepaid cards, but the new Walmart initiative will be the first full-blown, off-the-shelf checking account. To help attract customers, Walmart and Green Dot will forego a screening system many banks use to vet potential customers and instead rely on a proprietary system. The model is expected to allow almost any customer who passes an ID check to open an account in minutes. With this week's News You Can Use, this is your host, Marty Wegebright. Welcome back to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. If you buy a used car, the chances are overwhelming that the dealer is breaking at least one, if not several, laws. Consumer law attorney John Gale explains how to spot the lawbreakers and what to do about them in the first part of a two-part interview. We're here at the Consumer Law Group in the near west end of Henrico County. We're speaking with John Gale, an attorney with the Consumer Law Group, and we will be talking to him today about buying a used car. Welcome back to the show, John.
Glad to be back, Marty. Appreciate you having me on.
Now, buying a used car is one of the biggest purchases that people make, and they need to be armed and advanced with knowledge. So before the purchase, while the consumer is shopping around, what should they do? What traps and pitfalls should they be aware of?
There's nothing more dangerous than going and purchasing, which for some people is the most expensive purchase that they will make in their life, since people are not necessarily buying as many homes anymore. So the largest single purchase that many consumers in our country purchase is an automobile. Unfortunately, many of those purchases are done on an emotional basis. And the sales staff is trained to prey on those emotions and to try to get you to pay as much as possible for a vehicle that may not be worth that much, or to prevent you from negotiating a lower price. There's nothing that will arm you with you or anyone who is purchasing a car better to deal with the sales staff or purchases online than information and knowledge. So the most important thing is to do your research, do your homework for the vehicles that you can afford in your price range, and to understand what those vehicles' value is before you go in. You also need to know the value of your trade-in, to know how much money you're giving up. If you're trading in a vehicle, you need to know what the payoff is. You need to know what that vehicle should sell for at a trade-in value versus a retail value. A trade-in value is going to be much less than your retail value. But you need to do the research. Go to Carfax. Go to AutoCheck on any vehicle that you have looked online that you have found that you might like. See what their problems are with that vehicle. But basically, know what you can afford and do some research about the vehicles you're interested in. If I might add one other thing, you also need to know if you are going to finance vehicles, which the majority of car purchases are, you need to know what your interest rate you can get, because the car dealers will make a lot more money usually on the financing than they make on the purchase, on the profit on the sale of the car, or what we call the iron itself. That money, that credit, is where they really make their money. And their job is to get you to pay as much as possible for a loan so that they make as much as possible on the loan. And if the interest rate they're offering you is not something you could get from the local bank, then you don't want to go with them. And if they are giving you a lower rate than your bank, that's great, but maybe they're they're increasing the price of the car. So the best information that you can have is to know, is to go to a bank and find out what interest rate they will offer you at the bank for the price range of the car that you are interested in based on your credit history.
Now, there are a lot of used cars that are advertised in all sorts of different media, whether it's newspapers, whether it's the internet, whether it's on the car dealer's lot. What are some things to be wary of when you're looking at automobile advertising?
Well, we fortunately have laws in Virginia that will protect you if a particular or a specific vehicle is advertised. And most of the, I think the law in Virginia is that if you are advertising a particular vehicle, you have to be able to identify that particular vehicle by a lot number or a car number. So when a specific car is being advertised, there will be a designation in the advertisement for what particular car on the lot they're advertising, so that you can identify that car. And the laws in Virginia are that if a vehicle is not sold as advertised, you are entitled to your damages and possibly legal fees for the failure to sell the car for the price that it was advertised at. But obviously, you have to be aware of any statements in the advertisement that are not factual. And if it turns out there are factual statements made in the ad that are not valid, you can bring a claim for fraud or violation of the Virginia Consumer Protection Act for the selling of a vehicle not as advertised.
Okay, so now you're at the dealership and you're trying to do the deal. What are some things that the smart used car buyer needs to do at the dealership? Lead us through that process.
Take someone with you. Do not go there by yourself, if possible. The reason I say that is that if there are statements made to you during the negotiation process that you later on find out not to be true, for example, this car has never been in an accident, or this car is in perfect mechanical condition, or this car will get you 20 miles per gallon, or something along those lines. And later on, you find out those factual statements are not true, and you confront the dealership with the misrepresentation after the sale. 99.9% of the time, they will not admit that they lied to you. And then when you come to me, or you come to a lawyer saying, hey, there was some sort of misrepresentation, this car has been in a wreck and they told me it wasn't, the dealership's going to deny that they told you that. And unless you have a witness to back you up, it's going to be your word against the salesman's word. And in court, you'll more than likely lose that because you have the burden of proof. So the first thing is go with someone to hear what is said about the car. Secondly, always, whether it's a used car or a new car, ask if the car has ever been damaged or in some kind of an accident, and what kind of mechanical condition is it in. It's amazing to me how many people will purchase an extremely expensive car for their particular net worth and say, well, I just trust them. Don't they have to tell you the car was wrecked? Or don't they have to tell you of a problem? And the answer is no. The dealer does not have to tell you unless the dealer knows you want to know. So when you ask, what you need always ask, has the car ever been damaged? I encourage anyone listening to me not to ask if the car was ever in a wreck, not to ask if the car was ever in an accident, because a dealer will claim, oh, well, that small little thing wasn't an accident. That was not a wreck. That was just a minor fender bender. So ask the question, has it ever been damaged? Has it ever been in an accident? And if the answer is anything but no, if the answer is something like, well, not as far as I know, well, then you tell them, well, you need to find out because you may not know anything. So tell me factually whether it's been in an accident. Because in Virginia and in most states, puffing, which is a term of art, which is allowed, is we all expect when we buy a car for a salesperson to puff their wares. And puffing and statements of opinion like, she's a beauty, or isn't she a great car, or, you know, this will get you the gal, or whatever they say to you, is considered typical sales talk and not fraudulent. However, a factual misstatement like, this car has never been damaged, this car has never been in an accident, this car is in excellent and perfect mechanical condition with no problems, are statements of fact that I believe you can make the dealership be responsible for if you have a witness and if they make those statements. And so always ask those sorts of questions, whether it's a new or a used car. Yes, new cars have been in an accident, they have been damaged, and they can still be sold as new.
Tell us about the difference between an as-is, no-warranty sale and the warranties, and what type of disclosures dealers have to give to consumers.
Good question. Let's just say as-is means, does not mean you're buying the car as-is. As-is means that the dealership has no responsibility to make any repairs to that vehicle once you've signed the contract and driven off the lot. So once you sign a contract that says as is, and Virginia law requires that if you buy a car as is, that that word as is on what we call the buyer's order, and there is a definition of what as is means, and basically on the contract that when you buy the car, you will have to sign your name in two places. One, right underneath the as-is statement showing that you know you're buying it as-is, meaning the dealer does not have to make any repairs to it afterwards. And then on the bottom of the contract, you will sign it where it says whatever amount of money you still owe to purchase the car or what you're buying the car for. So as-is simply means that there's no responsibility by the dealer to fix the car. It is not a shield to fraud. So if you buy a vehicle and you bought it as is and you signed all the places and later on you find out that the car has been wrecked or there's something about it that is not as the dealership represented it to be, that as is clause is not a shield or a defense to fraud, because the contract essentially never came into existence because you all were not of the same mind. You thought you were buying a car that's never been wrecked or never been damaged or in an accident, and based on that factual statement and in reliance on that, you bought the car as is because the dealership told you it's in perfect mechanical condition, it's never been damaged or in an accident, and based on that, you said, well, heck, I'll buy a car as is. If you find out later on it has been in an accident and damaged significantly, then that as is not a shield or defense. And don't let any car dealership tell you, well, you signed it as is, so it's too bad, because it's not too bad. They are responsible to you for your damages and potentially your legal fees. Warranties is a promise. It's basically a contract. A warranty is a car dealership or a manufacturer that says, I promise that if anything goes wrong with this car within this particular period of time, we will fix it. Often these warranties are limited, which means that they will only cover particular areas of the car. Typical new car warranties will cover bumper to bumper for a certain period of time. Many used car warranties will cover the whole, some of them bumper to bumper for a year, some for 6 months, some for 30 days, and many of them will only cover certain parts of the car, like the engine or the transmission, which of course means that there was never a promise that they will fix the brakes if they go bad or the carburetor if they go bad, because if only the transmission was what they promised to fix, that's all they're required to fix, and that you're going to have to pay for that yourself. So be careful to analyze the warranties that are being offered by the dealer. And of course, this brings up the issue of extended warranties, Marty, if I can go forward and talk about that. Often dealers will try to sell you a used car as is and say, oh, but you'll be covered by the extended warranty. Be very cautious of that. Problem is that if you buy a car with mechanical problems, sold as is, the dealership has no potentially has no obligation to fix it unless we can argue that there was an implied warranty that they can't disclaim. But essentially, if there's an extended warranty, almost every extended warranty I've ever seen excludes any problems that existed with the car at the time of sale. So if a week after the sale, your engine goes out and you have an extended warranty and you read the exclusions on the back of that warranty and it says this warranty does not cover any existing problems with the car at the time of sale, it's not really worth the paper it's written on very much, because if you're being sold the car as is, you don't know what problems it may exist. You're not inspecting it. You're not taking it to a mechanic. And this dealership is being deceitful to you to say, hey, look, well, if anything goes wrong afterwards, the warranty will cover it, because it won't if it's determined that that problem you're experiencing is one that existed at the time of sale. And many of the extended warranty companies have inspectors whose job is to prove that the problem you have existed at the time of sale, and they won't pay it. And then you'll be coming to a lawyer like me or another one saying, hey, what can I do? And there may be very little you can do. So be very cautious of those extended warranties. One more thing. Those extended warranties might cost $1,100, $1,200, $1,300. Sometimes I've seen them cost $3,000. And the dealers pay about $200, $300, $400 for them. They make an incredible profit on those extended warranties. And many of them are not worth much more than the paper they're written on.
So before buying a used car, what advice do you have about taking the car for a test drive and or asking to take it to an independent mechanic to know what the condition is so that, for example, the dealership wouldn't be able to wiggle out of an extended warranty by saying the problem existed at the time of sale?
Those are great suggestions to do. I would always, in purchasing a used car, want to take it for a test drive, not just around the block, not just for 5 miles, but a good 10, 15, 20-mile test drive on the interstate, on local roads, so that you can see if there's anything wrong with it. And you need to make a note of anything that's wrong with it. And certainly, obviously, to me at least, after doing this for so many years, you would want to take the car to a mechanic for an inspection as well as to a body shop. Mechanics are not people who can spot wreck damage. Body shops can spot them in about 5 minutes. And if you've got to pay a body shop $15, $25 to inspect the car and determine if there's prior damage, it'll save you a boatload of headaches. And if it's determined that the wreck damage is not structural and something you can live with, it gives you a hell of a bargaining chip to reduce the price of the car. So take it to a mechanic and take it to a body shop. But just be aware that mechanics, when they inspect these cars, can't get inside the engine. There may be defects or conditions inside that engine that are not easily observable by a check underneath the car, and so it's not foolproof. But certainly have an inspection by a body shop and by a mechanic. And if you run into a car dealer that says, well, we don't allow these off the lot, then get out of there, because that means that they're hoping that you can't find out the things that they know are wrong with it.
Now, is there in Virginia any type of a three-day right to cancel if you buy a used or, for that matter, a new vehicle and you think better of it?
Unfortunately, there's an urban myth wrote going around the country that when you buy a car, you've got a period of time afterwards to cancel the sale. I've had people come to me and say, don't I have 30 days to cancel the sale? And the answer is absolutely categorically no, you do not. You don't have 30 days to cancel the sale. You don't have 3 days to cancel the sale. Once you sign that contract, you have agreed to buy it, and that's an enforceable contract, and you have to buy it. Unless later on you can prove that something fraudulent occurred during the negotiation process. I believe that this all has come about from two places. One, with refinancing of loans and the refinancing of homes, there is a 3-day right to cancel when you're refinancing your house, but by federal law. People think that it transfers to other types of sales, and that's not true. Secondly, there is a 3-day right to cancel for telephone solicitations and door-to-door sales, where there's been a lot of pressure put on you at your home or on your phone, and you decide to buy it, and you go, yeah, I'll buy it. You've got 3 days to cancel that deal, but it is not true about automobile sales.
You've been listening to consumer law attorney John Gale talking about buying a used car, the various ways dealers break the law, how to spot them, and what to do about them in the first part of a 2-part interview. Join us next Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. for the conclusion. That's all for this week's Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. This show is heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. The show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. To see if you can get free civil legal aid, call during intake hours. These are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The phone number is 200-6046 for intake, 648-1012 for the main number, and 1-800-868-1012 to call toll-free. This show provides only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford one, call Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. If you buy a used car, the chances are overwhelming that the dealer is breaking at least one, if not several, laws. Join us next Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. when consumer law attorney John Gale explains how to spot the lawbreakers and what to do about them in the second part of a 2-part interview. That's Law for the Rest of Us next week on the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. I'm Marty Wegbright.